This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome back to Office Hours. This is David Meltzer, and I'm thinking, how can we get any better than this? What an incredible episode. Well, I have two words for you because I know how it can get better, and it's one of the best interviews I've ever had. The two words are Bob Parsons. He is the Chief Executive Officer of PXG and founder as well, and formerly founder of a small company called GoDaddy. He is one of my new form, he doesn't know it, mentors. The amount of gold nuggets that he drops in minutes. Get your pens and pencils ready, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me, Bob.
My pleasure to be here, David. Thank you.
Oh, it's always incredible to see you. And, you know, you and I had a similar dream when we were young, and it was to own an NFL team or a golf course. And both of us actually attained one of those dreams so far. I was a owner of golf course, which gave me the greatest entrepreneurial lesson of my life, which was, hey, dummy, don't be the first owner of a golf course, be the third owner of it. Only cost me $100 million, but you obviously have a lot better business acumen than I and own one of the best golf courses in the nation, but also a golf company, and you have a new PXG golf ball. I want to start on the golf end before you start dropping nuggets everywhere of wisdom. Tell me a little bit about, you know, why you would want to take on that space after all the things you've achieved. What was it that inspired you to create this new golf ball?
Well, David, you know, I started experimenting with a golf ball, making one in 2013, and I'm going to tell you, it's not an easy thing to do. It's easy to make a golf ball, but it's not easy to make a really good golf ball. And so we started making one in 2013. Under the project name of Slick, and that really didn't go anywhere. We didn't sell it because we knew it wasn't, compared to all the other balls, it wasn't all that good. And then so we dabbled with it back and forth over the years, and then recently we brought in a partner to help us, and you know what? We came up with the PXG Extreme Golf Ball, and I'll tell you what, brother. Pretty good.
Marcus.
So first of all, absolute pleasure, Bob. This rap sheet you've got here is what every entrepreneur dreams of having. So my question for you is, what would you say to the young entrepreneurs who are just getting started, they're hungry, and they want to have a beautiful resume like yours one day?
Well, you know, the deal is, you know, follow your heart. Do what you like to do, and don't listen to anybody. You know, when you know everything I've ever done, I've had folks, and sometimes a number of folks, tell me it wouldn't work. I didn't know what I was doing, and I'll tell you, I am really glad that I didn't listen to them. And in fact, when you start hearing that, it's a really good sign.
Good call. Yeah, and my question is kind of goes along with that one, which is, if you've started a business, how do you take it to the next level? I know you sold your first company or one of your first companies to Intuit for, you know, $70 million or something like that. But then GoDaddy was obviously much huger than that. What does it take to take your business to the next level?
Well, you know, it all depends what the next level is. And, you know, if you want to be there when you get there. But, you know, I'd say one day at a time, don't look too far into the future, you know. All this planning bullshit, you know, that'll drive you nuts. And so, you know, I just do it a day at a time, do what needs to be done, never look away from problems, and, you know, you'll get there. Well, being an entrepreneur, you don't have too many people shooting at you. I will say that.
You hope not. I know some
well,
that do, though.
There's still time. And do you think that being in the Marines prepared you for the next stage of your life?
Well, Teddy, everything I've ever accomplished, I owe the United States Marine Corps. Totally. When I was a kid in school, failed the fifth grade. Nobody can ever take that away from me. Every other year for me was a photo finish. I was getting ready not to graduate. And then I joined the Marine Corps with two buddies of mine during the height of the Vietnam War. And showed my orders to my teachers, and they all passed me. So I guess I Marine Corps my high school diploma as well.
I love that.
And Bob, one of the things that I also admire about you, and I want to learn from you, because I learned at a young age to find people that sit in a situation I want to be in and ask them for directions. And in a very short time, you gave me some great directions for my career. As I sit a few years behind you and a few base camps below you, trying to achieve some of the incredible things that you've done, you've changed a lot. And you've utilized all of the discipline and some real persistence in order to be successful. But you've learned throughout the years how to change your mindset to allow things to happen more than to make them happen. What were some of the things that have occurred?
We came up with the PXG stream for me to allow things to happen, brother, as opposed to trying to make them happen. First is, so sometimes you find yourself in a situation of just trying to get through each day. You're an entrepreneur, particularly when you're in the thick of it, but you're going to find that your business is always going to be kind of messy, particularly when it's a startup. You're going to have a lot of things that aren't right. What you have to do is look for the things that are right and focus on those, and then take in with your team, start making the other stuff better. And what you have to realize as you go through this is, you can do anything, but what you can't do, you can't do everything. Mm. And you got to give yourself time to do that.
Well said. Well said.
You also have a great philosophy. I'm going to cheat a second question in here about loving what you do. And it's one of the greatest lessons that I've learned in the last 10 years. I asked you, so I'm going to re-ask you, how important it is to love what you do.
Well, my father told me always, he said, when you love something, it tells you all its secrets. And that makes sense, because you tend to work a little harder than you normally would. If you didn't love it, you tend to spend more time with it. You take the time to understand the nuances. And, somebody that's just involved in something because they want to turn a buck and they don't particularly love it, they're never going to amount to much. But the guy that really loves what he's doing, I don't care what it is, he's somebody that you want to do business with, or she's somebody that you want to do business with, because that person, understands the ins and outs of what they're doing. And often those little nuances, man, they make all the difference.
Those secrets make all the difference. And you have shared so many secrets with us. And we look forward to having you back, Bob. And you just have been sharing so much wisdom, and the outcomes in your life are apparent and also indicative of the correct behavior, and you're now giving back. And then, I'm not sure that golf ball is going to help me any, because you still need to have a good swing. But all those competitive golfers out there, look out. The PXG would absolutely make your game better if you know how to strike a ball. And I look forward to bringing Justin out with me and playing some golf with you and testing out how much it corrects a great slice. Anyway, we certainly appreciate you. Continue to share your wisdom. We have many more shows, and we need more Bob Parsons. Thanks for joining us on Office Hours.
All right. Take care, David, and the best to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
Great wisdom. Oh, my new mentor. Thank you for your service, not only to our country, but all our great entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Thank you.